Well, hello everybody. First of all, I'm going to show you this because my battery just went dead on my digital recorder. And after this, I probably am not going to be posting much until we get to the bottom of whatever is going on. And I will have Todd share with you in just a minute. But I want to show you something. Okay, so anybody who has heard our front area knows what it sounds like normally. Just a minute, River. So, yes, there's quite a few cars coming down, but and that's normal. If we could get that to go away, that would be a good thing. So listen here to this drone. Excuse me, spider. Okay, now I'm going to come back in here and tell you what's going on and have Todd fill you in. So we are without. Anybody who has heard our house knows that we have some motor noise running. So we are without power. And I'm going to do a house walkthrough real quick. This is our living room. You can still hear the drones of the generator, which is not common. Here is the kitchen. No refrigerator. And River is following me everywhere. Stay out of the kitchen, River. And this is our garage. And no freezer, and in fact you can hear the hot water heater settling. Of course, now that I said that, you can't. But yeah, the hot water heater has gas. But I'm going to have to just turn off my speech here. Because I don't have time for notifications to distract me. So now, I'm going to take you into the bedroom and the bathroom here. You just hear the drone. We went through the living room. And this is the bedroom. Anybody who has ever heard a boo from our bedroom would know that, yeah, this is normally quiet, but you can hear always the fans. You don't hear any fans from Safeway. And I'm going to turn. This is a fan. And there's no nothing. So, okay. Now I'm going to be done rushing around. And so about 6:15, we heard this big, huge boom and scared the living pee-wah-doodly out of River and Todd and myself. I mean, we've heard transformers blow, but this one, it sounded like very concussive, and it was like two or three booms. So anyway, I'm going to turn this over to Todd because he went to Safeway to try to take care of some business down there and was unable to do so. So here, I'm going to give you the phone and you can tell them.
Good evening, everybody. Well, yeah, I went down there and almost the reason why you hardly hear any noise from our strip mall is practically every store in the strip mall is so without power that they have shut down for the time being. Safeway has emergency power going, however, not enough to really to run their cash registers. So, come to find out, there was a transformer at a Chevron gas station that is at Cornell and Trail, which is not very far from us at all. blew so badly that it snapped off the power lines to it. That station is still currently closed as we speak.
You said there was a fire truck there.
They had the fire truck come out, I guess to help with any sparks that happened. And a lot of people that saw this. But they estimate that the power will be back on at 10:15 our time tonight, thankfully. So that is basically what's going on there. So at this point, I will turn you back over to Shawnee. There you go.
So basically, we're going to spend a few hours without our electronics. I'm going to probably shut my phone back down and that kind of thing after I am done posting this on Facebook. And this has been interesting. I'm going to probably get out my loom knitting. I do that anyway, but now we get to live like the pioneers do. And it'll be interesting. I bet you it's going to be longer than 10:15, and we got to go to bed. So we haven't opened the refrigerator or anything like that. And so basically, we're trying to keep everything as cold as it is. And I've got to show Todd something out in the garage because I smelled something I didn't like out there. No, it's not natural gas. But if it was natural gas, I would not be sitting here calmly talking to you. I would be on the phone calling the gas company and saying we got a problem. Anyway, everybody have a good night. Bye-bye. We ended up taking a walk, and I forgot to tell you that about 300 people are without power, so everywhere we went on our walk, we were talking about the power being out. It was a lovely walk, and we walked for probably about a mile, and it seemed quite normal. Everything seemed like it was going on normal, except no power. Kids were still playing, and just some odd different noises. I believe the kids went early inside because I don't hear them anymore. So now I'm done yammering at you. I'm going to go and do some loom knitting because it's right here and I can. And there's nothing else really to do except for maybe read a Braille book, which isn't bad. So question is, what is Todd going to do?
Don't know yet.
I think he might just go to sleep, right? He seems tired. Okay, good night, everybody.